realized I have a sucker in my hand, so we're just going to put that over there. Welcome to the Scott Reese Podcast. For those who haven't been here before, are people singing? You're going to stick around? It's going to be fun. So what happens usually is I'm Scott. This is John. Hello. Nick to my left. Normally to my right. What's happening? Okay, bye.
Bye.
Normally Mike is to my right, but Conrad, who's normally voicing our show, he's doing some British thing.
Oh, Conrad, I'm doing a British thing.
He's doing like
that's pretty. That's almost too close.
Yes. So Mike agreed to jump up there, so I could have Megan up here. So hey, she's nervous, and I'm excited because I might be less awkward than Megan.
Yay.
Or more. I don't know. Are you just clicking things up there?
Well, I just found this file. It says "fuck you, Mike." I don't recall hearing that before.
Well, because we never had to.
He didn't play that one.
No, so I had to play it.
See, yeah, we have musical cues or audio cues in case John pisses us off. We can all say "fuck you" to John, and we had one for Mike, but we never used it because we never got mad at Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one for me, though, so it's fine.
There's lots of things up here.
Don't... Uh-oh.
Am I up there?
No, you're not up there, Megan. It's okay. Oh, so basically, what... I don't know. Did I explain this? This is about Scott Podcast?
Scott Podcast?
Okay.
Yeah.
So normally we just get here, we talk... I talk about things, I ruin it. For those who were here 5 minutes before the show, I dropped my everything on the floor. I tripped over...
Yeah, that could have been the end of it.
I thought it was broken, for real.
I tripped over the cord... My computer flew to the ground, splayed open for the world to see.
Splayed open? What was that word?
Splayed.
Splayed. Can you look up to see if that's a word?
Do you mean
thank
split?
You.
Split open?
No.
Splayed.
Splayed is
displayed?
A... Displayed? It's like the shortened version of displayed,
it's
right?
It's a small blade. A splayed.
Is it a word?
Another word for dagger.
It's like played with an S at the beginning. Without an E, maybe?
Most
nope, with an E.
Word.
Megan, what did you go to school for?
Not English.
There you go. I went to school for English.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
There's
I,
no way they passed you.
I know. I failed. I I was out. That's
what, there's a straw in your sucker. I thought you were doing it as a bit. You seriously forgot?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Dude, it's a little.
You spread out or apart.
Oh.
Ha! Ha!
Oh,
ha!
Shit.
Ha!
You're the oldest one here. You should know.
Fuck. Okay. Can I say one thing? Megan, how old are you? 25?
26.
26? John, what are you? 29?
No.
I. Okay,
33.
Yeah.
You're 33?
I am.
I feel like it.
I'm 46. Thanks for asking.
Well.
Am I part of the show or not part of the show?
You can be, yeah. You're part
I'm
of the
show.
Oh, my name is Conrad. I'm not going to listen to this episode.
Why are we being racist?
It's not racist. You're still a human being.
You say you're like prejudiced against another country.
Oh, ethnocism.
Got it. You're being nationalist.
Ethnocentric.
That's a different thing.
You and Mike are being nationalists right now.
I don't know. Is that a bad thing?
Terrible.
White nationalists. Oh, yeah. I guess.
We are white nationalists.
Yeah. Oof. But British people are mostly white. There's a few.
To a great
okay,
start.
Okay.
There's a few that
not
aren't, and it's kind of weird.
A few?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
There's more than just a few. White
well, it just it's weird when you're watching a TV show. Like, as an Asian guy, it's like, "Hello, my name is Chris." I'm like, whoa. Asian people can be British too.
I think I picked the wrong show to join.
It's okay. What was I talking about?
Something
nothing.
Racist? No, I don't know.
Your computer.
Oh, you're making fun of Conrad for no reason.
Blade. Recap for all the last 5 minutes. I don't need a straw from this. That's the word. The computer was on the ground all over.
That's right. It was splayed open.
Yeah. So when was it all wide open for the world to see?
But and what happened? Nothing.
That's it. It did. It's fine. There's no cracks. I don't want to shut it, and then it would have stopped the program from recording. But no, it's fine.
It also means to dislocate a bone, specifically an animal bone.
Good news. This is not an animal. It's an Acer. Sorry, an Acer.
So if
little English
like,
humor.
If I just kick a cat, or like I break its leg, I splayed that cat.
splayed that cat.
Jesus.
It's just good to know.
It's not...
Just run around splaying people?
Just, no, not people. Animals.
Okay.
Humans are animals, John. It's part of the phylum.
What?
I don't know. I failed biology, too. Actually, I got a D in it, so it's okay.
Oh. I didn't even take it.
But you're what did you go to school for again? I don't know if you answered the question.
Sociology.
Sociology is a science.
Yeah.
I don't know why biology is a science. It's, I don't know why it's like, that's like me saying, I was an English major. Yeah, but why won't you know French?
Is biology like your body, like the human body?
Study of it's a body. Living things.
Yeah,
study, living things. Living. How is that not science?
It is a science. But I'm saying though, like biology and sociology are two sciences because they're ologies. Ologies is the study of something.
That's like saying subtraction and addition shouldn't be math because they're opposites.
I know. I fixed that. I did. I said I screwed up because I said I was an English major, but that doesn't mean I know French because they're both languages.
Yes, exactly.
I can barely handle English. Maybe that's why.
Nothing would make me happier if like you learned another language and you were just like a savant. Like you learned French and like you were unremarkable.
I know like maybe three French words.
That's not anything that, to what I was saying.
Baguette.
Everyone knows that one.
Fromage.
Okay.
Bueno.
Were you going to say nope. Bueno?
Benvenuto.
Wait, that's Italian.
I knew two Spanish words.
God.
French.
Hey.
French. No. Wait. Ooh. Oui.
Yeah.
And no. Obviously, those are the same. Good job. Fucking done with this sucker. Anyway.
Megan's been to a different country.
Yeah. She's been to Germany and she knows French.
Yeah.
Just like Asians in Britain.
Yeah, she's just cultured. That's what happens.
Yeah, you know some German is right there?
You know, she's married to a German boy.
I know some German.
Not a boy, a man. I mean, he's a man.
He's a man.
She's, go over there, marry a boy.
I found
married
my boy.
To a German boy.
So I heard.
In 10 years, he can come over here.
I was about to go into a whole thing with politics, but by the time this comes out, who knows what will happen? Because politics are changing day by day.
Oh, you said it, Scott.
Oh boy. That
crazy.
That of George W. Bush, man. It's so sad that how much I miss him. I would take two more terms of him than one more year of this guy.
Would you?
He was at least when he was on TV, he said something stupid. You're like, he's a little like baby monkey.
No, he dodged a shoe.
He was
like a baby.
He couldn't open doors and he gave that weird face like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Curious George.
Kind of like a cute
he was still
old
the
man,
president
though.
While the evil penguin looking asshole was there, let's kill people in Iraq. Like that's what was happening.
I said, yeah, I said he could be the president. I didn't say anything about anyone else in his cabinet, but that's cabinet. I don't know politics. Leave me alone.
Fucking, you know, a little bit.
A little bit.
Got really quiet. A lot of Bush fans here.
I don't know. You weren't even. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Were you going to say I wasn't even alive?
No, I was going to say. We were talking about how old you were.
Yeah.
And we just went off on some huge tangent math.
You splayed it.
Tangent. Is it?
Math.
Is it cosine tan? Mm-hmm. Nope, whatever.
Sine tangent. Tangent.
Yeah. How old are you again?
33.
I swear when I met you, you were way younger. Okay. Wait.
Yeah, I literally was. I was super younger.
Okay.
Like 10 years younger than
I think you were too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when I met you, Scott, you were my age, I think.
I know. Hold on. I meant.
I might have been younger too.
So.
what was Conrad doing?
Well, Conrad,
it's a baby.
I know.
A little British baby.
This is so unnecessary.
I don't know what's happening. No, but like, okay, we met 10 years ago. Obviously, you were 10 years younger then. But I swear, like, I was. How old am I now? 24.
And no, you are not 24 right now.
I was when we met.
You were 24.
I was 24. I swore you were like 20 or 21.
Well, I was a lot fatter, so they just held in every wrinkle and feature. So it was just it looked like a baby face.
That's not how I figure out people how old they age are.
What?
What?
Did I mention I didn't pass English? No, I swear, like, I thought we had, like, a bigger gap, like, 4 years between us. And then, like, I'm like, oh, we're only 3 years between us. And then 2 years. Now you're, like, you're a year younger than me?
Yeah. I always thought you were, like, 2 or 3 years old.
Are you catching up? I'm 34.
And
you're 33.
And mustard.
You can't do that when I said catching up.
Catching up.
There's an ing in the middle.
Fuck you. There it is.
Yeah. Anyways, whatever our topics are.
Is that ever done a bad joke? Okay.
Hold on. I gotta find my
phone. Oh, we haven't done topics.
I know.
Wow.
I gotta find my phone.
Do you have your phone?
The keys.
Condom.
The stick. Oh. What is that?
Okay, why the fuck is there a broken belt
that?
Piece? In your pocket.
Is that what you whip people? Like, a little tiny whip?
It was break today?
Yeah, I put it in my pocket. It's okay.
Are you gonna fix it?
Weren't you home between this?
Yeah.
Like, I got, you know, okay. Oh, here's a good thing. What did you...
I got a card. It's so shiny.
Do you not empty your pockets when you get home from work?
No, this happened after work.
So you were at home when it happened?
Yeah.
And you put it in your pocket?
And you put it in your pocket. Yep. You didn't want to just go upstairs or just throw it in the garbage?
I forgot
set
about
it
at that point.
Set it down on the couch like a normal...
wait, no. Set it down on the couch like a normal person? When you break your belt, you go, oh, gotta go to the couch. Is there really
like you're on the couch
wait,
and
yeah,
you just set it down?
Mike has a good question. Are you still wearing
that
belt?
No. It's a different belt.
I think you're lying.
Show us.
Yeah, show us it's a new
belt.
Show us.
No.
Show us.
Just lift
Scott.
Your sweatshirt.
No.
Scott.
This is what you do to every girl. How does it feel?
Wait. Wait, which part? The me part or your part?
No, my part.
Because I, honestly, I probably do this part too, where the girl's like, hey, what you doing? No. No.
Show it to me.
I went on a date with a girl. I went on 5 dates with a girl.
Oh.
And she got mad at
you
me.
Just like, you just like, get it?
Get what?
Just get it.
Get the dates?
No, you just get her.
You
just
did
like,
you
just get her.
Get her what?
You don't know, you just get her.
Like a...
You just, like, finish it.
Finish the date?
No, you just, like, go through all the bases.
Like...
Did you slide?
Did you have sex?
No. Oh. That's why she got mad, apparently.
Oh. What?
What?
Was this recent?
It's 24.
It was 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know.
She was angry because you weren't aggressive.
Apparently, I wasn't. I wasn't because she wanted to make out like on the second date, and her kid was in the car, which is like, oh. Whoa.
How
hey,
old was
I'm
the kid?
I don't know. He was younger than me.
No,
it was John's mom. No, it's kidding.
She wouldn't have kids in the car.
Your sister was visiting. It was Thanksgiving, John.
So this was 2 years ago. So she
wait,
was
what?
Married with 2 kids already. My sister and my mom, who's like 63, was just hanging out.
Thank you.
And she wanted to make out with you.
Okay, it's not fun when...
If you're going to go with the bit, you better fucking go with it.
Well, it's not fun to have my fake world torn apart.
I was yes-anding.
I was... No.
Hey, you're going to comment and knowing.
No-anding.
Anyway, so someone's kid was in the car.
Yeah.
How old was the kid?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Was it like a baby? Or was
yeah, it was
it
a
like
baby.
Like, okay, like.
He had his own chair in the back seat.
They all do.
Can he say a word?
Yeah. He's actually, funny thing is, on a like third date or whatever, the kid called me Dada or Dada or whatever. I don't remember what he said. And she got all embarrassed, like, oh, no. And she's like, his name is Scott. And the kid's like, just looking like all happy. I'm like, kid fucking thought I was his dad.
Why was the kid on every date?
He was only on 2.
Of the 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, the first date, it was just you guys.
Yeah.
Or was the baby there?
No, the kid was at home or whatever. I don't
so
know
then what did you do on your second date where the kid was there?
We went to get ice cream.
And then
oh,
in the
okay.
car,
so
she
in the car,
went
she
to
just,
make out after the ice cream.
No, she just
wanted a kiss.
Well, I don't know. We drove around for a while, too, because the kid had to sleep. Kid had to sleep, John.
Oh, she drove around so the kid would fall asleep so you guys could hang out.
I don't know, just to talk.
No, that's literally what happened.
John, I don't know. I don't...
No, you guys got ice cream, and then she wanted the kid to fall asleep, so you guys could go somewhere and
She's not
out.
Here, is she? Okay, good, no.
I would hope
there's
she
like
was spoken up by now. This is not what happened, by the way. We did 6 dates, the kid was on 1, and we did have sex. Like, she would tell the real story. So you drove around, and did the kid fall asleep?
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Oh, so then what? Did she park somewhere?
No, we just drove back.
To where?
To the my car.
Oh, so did like you do like an awkward pause when she dropped you off?
Everything I do is an awkward pause, John.
But there was, you could tell, like, when she stopped, like, when she was ready for a kiss, or...
Did she, like, lean over?
Okay.
Well, it indicated that she wanted to kiss, because you said it.
Because she told me later.
Oh,
she told
okay.
me later. I was like, oh, I didn't know. I'm not good at signs.
So, did you end up kissing her?
Ever?
No.
Okay.
And that was the second
date? Second date, she told you she wanted to kiss.
No,
you didn't do
she told
date.
Me, like, after, like, dates after. She's like, I don't think you like me. I'm like, yeah, I do. Why? She's like, you didn't kiss me. I'm like,
was she drunk this whole time?
Oh, I hope
she kissed me. I gotta drive my son home.
Mom, you're not even on the road. I don't know how old the kids
are. Now, do you think about this and do you blame yourself?
Oh, every day.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
So
not every
should,
day.
Maybe you should text her and be like, I'm ready for that.
Scott,
kiss.
First of all, don't. Because, okay, you were a nice guy to even let her bring her. I mean, like, people can get weird about that. You were awesome with her kid. And he was smiling at you. So you were just being a nice guy. You can't blame yourself.
True.
I took him to a park. We hung out at a park.
Yeah.
One-on-one?
What?
Like, just you two?
No. She was there, too.
Oh.
Also, usually there's vibes, so if you didn't feel the vibe, or were you just too nervous?
I don't know if... I think people I've known for 10 years hate me. I don't know if a girl I've known for 10 minutes likes me, John. I still
so
think
why don't
you...
Just, so you didn't try to even kiss her?
No. Don't... I thought you were gonna do your facepalm thing again. Your signature move, John.
What do you mean, my facepalm?
Where you put your hands on your face. You put your palms in your face.
You should try it. I mean,
kid probably like peekaboo. Yeah. Wait, what part? Tried what?
Tried to kiss. Dude. What's going wrong? What's wrong with going? Were you afraid of rejection?
This isn't about. It is about me.
Have
but
you
no.
Tried it in the sense.
With her?
Yeah.
No.
Wait. So what happened? Like she said, you. I don't think you didn't try to kiss me, so you guys aren't dating anymore.
Yeah. First of all, you said that she dumped you because.
How do we even get on this subject?
Did she dump you?
I don't know.
Is she still dating?
No.
Is she waiting for your text?
No. What? No. Stop. Wait. Too many questions. Too many questions.
It's the same question, just asked three different ways.
Yes, exactly.
What's the current status of your relationship?
No idea.
So,
I mean,
you are half of this relationship. At least half of it.
I meant like it ended, obviously, but through. Yeah, because...
Wait, you're obvious about that part, but you're not obvious about any other part of this relationship.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
All right, so what... So you... What... So this... Now this conversation...
He is confused.
I forgot about all these sound cues.
Who sang
cues.
All these?
CJ made them.
Those are all
oh,
CJs,
really?
Yeah.
So this was after the fifth date that
God.
She brought up that okay. You didn't make any moves on her.
Well, okay. we were supposed to. Oh God! All my. What's the phrase?
Dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry, and we're hanging it up.
You don't hang up.
Well,
dirty laundry.
It's dry by now. True.
You wash it.
True.
Hey, what are the two? Is there two sayings about laundry?
Air out.
Why would you air out your dirty laundry?
That's the point.
You wash it. You wash your dirty laundry. You put it. You wash it. You put it in the dryer, and then you hide it in the closet so no one else can see it. That's what you do with your laundry. Or you fucking keep it in the clothing basket so that everything is stacked on top and it just pushes everything down. That's how laundry works.
What do you mean hide it so no one can see it? Why are you afraid people are going to look at your laundry?
What do you do with
your
laundry?
Clothes?
What do you do with your laundry? Do you just put it on the... Oh, look, it's on my...
I put it on hangers and hang them up, or I fold them and put them in drawers.
Or do you put it on your table as a placemat?
You're 34 years old.
What's your question?
Put your clothes away. What's
yeah.
wrong with you?
But why do you put your clothes away, John? You don't want anyone to see them.
No, it's not...
No, so they're organized so I know where they are when I want to find them.
And so they're not wrinkly.
And so they're not wrinkly.
No. It feels like
and
you...
And so, like, I put my belts away so that they don't snap off when I'm randomly wearing them.
Yeah.
But...
Can we go back to the belt?
No, I don't even... I don't... We have a... Conrad! Mike,
no. Here's the problem with the belt. The problem with the belt is that it's been dangling for months.
Yeah,
it's not
like it didn't just
nothing.
Snap clear off.
No, it.
What was its breaking point? What?
Me. I did the old sit down in a chair and lean forward, and I felt it go. Oh. Yeah, it's about that time of year again.
Do you burst a belt every winter?
No. No.
Like,
where you're like, oh, it's 2 years till New Year's. Might as well, like, I should start losing weight. I'm like, well, just wait till New Year's, and it's a New Year's resolution. And then next thing you know, it's February. Like, fuck it, candy.
You know, why are you having candy? Oh, I guess
New Year's Day. I don't celebrate that. I just buy it when it's cheap.
That was my point, like, because there's a lot of candy in February.
Yeah. John, what?
So what was your reaction when you snapped your belt leaning forward?
I just said, oh, and I sat there, and then I watched TV.
Where's the other half of the belt?
It's upstairs in my room.
Why?
Because that's where I get changed,
why
John.
Why isn't that part in
Why isn't that all pocket? In the garbage? Why didn't you go, oh, no, this is embarrassing.
I was afraid I was running late. That's why, John.
So it happened right before you got
yes!
there?
Yes!
So you just didn't, like, whip it down and, like, put it down? And you just...
What do you mean, whip it down?
It'd be faster to, like, whip it down. Like, throw it down on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
I put
like,
it on my bed. That's quicker.
How was it in your pocket?
The tip is in my pocket.
So you took off. You went upstairs.
Where did it go?
So here's the thing. We yelled at you for not going upstairs and changing. And then, so instead, you burst your belt and you put it in your pants pocket. And then you ran upstairs, took off one giant piece of it. And you just went, the other piece is gone.
Just, why do you,
I feel like you're hiding something.
I feel like whenever I go, this is normal, you always point out that it's not.
It's not normal.
How is that normal? Belts, why do they sell belts?
Okay, John, what do you have in your pocket?
Jesus Christ. I got cough drops because I was sick this week.
Oh.
I got a phone, a wallet.
We doing this game, I got a phone, a piece of belt.
Oh, and part of a bow tie that broke off in my neck.
Oh, shit, okay.
Oh, look.
All right, Scott, sorry.
I got my wallet. I got
we
some
forgive you.
Playing cards.
What?
I love your pockets. It's like a game. What's in this one?
This is my phone.
Pants. That's not fair. He's got extra stuff.
Well, this is actually Mafia cards, so.
Oh.
I keep.
Have
I keep
been in there for.
No, I just
a
keep.
Week?
I just keep.
You're never gonna know when you're, you know, busting belts that someone wants to play Mafia with.
I was going to put it back in my car, but then, you know how pants work. You don't.
No.
In the morning.
I'm waiting. No, shut up. Let him answer. You know what belts are like, and pants are like.
You know pants. You take them off. You put them on the floor. In the morning, you pick those pants up. You take everything out of those pockets. Put them in the new pockets, and then you go to work. And then sometimes you put the pants in a laundry basket.
I empty my pockets before I take them off.
Why? It's faster.
Because I don't want to lose anything and say because I've lost multiple things in the wash.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, what? Because
you
go, where is everything?
That.
Oh, my pants
are
still...
Yeah, leather belt is pretty,
no, you don't want to lose
this. You don't want to lose that.
So. But if you take your pants off... Okay, let's say I have all this stuff in my pockets. And I take my pants off. I pull all this stuff in my pocket. Where do you put it?
On the table.
There's a table.
Dresser,
I have a bin when
area.
I walk in my
okay,
house.
What if I don't have one of those?
You could get one
I just keep in my pack pockets. So when I need to look for my wallet, I know it's one of my pants is on the floor. John.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying.
Checkmate.
I'm not saying it's not normal. I'm just saying your life would be easier if you just did simple things.
Oh, yeah. There's no denying that.
So when you walk in...
So many things.
Here's the thing. When
oh, and I have this.
In, what is that?
This is my...
Universal Life Church Ministry?
I'm a minister.
Oh, that's right. Cause, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you?
Why isn't this in your wallet?
Because I just put it in my pocket.
But
we already
why?
Went over this.
Doesn't answer my question.
It was on a table, and I put it in my pocket.
So
again,
you do the opposite
this would be
thing.
A great place to put a bin so you knew where it was so you could just grab it whenever you needed
it. Yeah,
to.
It's like the everything bin. Everything.
And when you walk in your house, Scott's house, there's a whole, like, just a counter thing when you walk in that you could easily put a bin there.
That's where our mail goes, John.
Put it next to the mail?
The mail?
You could have a mail bin and a shit bin.
What do you do with loose change? Where's that?
He couldn't even answer. It was too... Like,
I have a vase and a piggy bank and some coffee cups I put it in.
but nowhere to put a broken belt.
You need a broken belt bin.
I don't know where the...
No, there's only one place. The goddamn trash. What do you need this belt for? Right, you broke a belt. It's bin. Garbage. Like, what are you going to do with it?
Do you have... are you wearing a new
belt?
Are
you one of those people that are like, maybe I can fix it kind of people?
Oh, no.
No.
No, no, no.
There's no way.
So why... You have a new belt on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had a new belt, so this is clearly old. So why didn't you replace it a while ago?
Because I found the belt.
Wait, what?
I found it. I found
what,
mine.
What do you mean you found it?
I meant in my house.
Okay, I thought you just meant, yeah, I found it on the street. It was like halfway torn, and I was like, I can wear this till it bursts.
Wait, I don't like you guys keep saying burst. I don't like that phrase.
You presented the fact that you leaned forward and it broke. Like that...
Could be any number of reasons. There's... cats or...
Go on.
Just... It could be the cold, the sudden cold temperatures make things brittle.
Leather belt,
do you
sure,
freeze
maybe.
Your belt before you
I mean, I was outside. I was outside for a while before, so who knows? Oh. Nobody knows. No one will know.
Okay.
The one that I hate is this plastic on the edge. It's dumb. Okay, this belt is a piece of shit anyway.
It's going back why in the pack. It's back in the pack. You might as well put the sucker. On
no,
the
No, that's sticky. What? Okay, Conrad. Or Mike, we do a segment each time called Conrad's Question Corner. I forgot to tell you about this, Mike. Did you get a question? No.
Can you ask us a question?
Yeah!
That is the best sound bit ever.
So normally during this part of the show, not even this part of the show, 15 minutes ago, John, you interrupted me about dating a girl in belts, and this is what we got. Questions are late.
We've been talking about belts for 29 minutes.
No, I started, then it runs for a while, and then because I'm like, I'm ready to start the show, and I hit record, and John's like, I need to get a drink, and then fucking half the audience leaves in that meantime, and then I come back, and I'm like, all right, it's already been 12 minutes, and then we start, and you're like, John's like, we're almost out of time, it's at 30. I'm like, no, it's not, because we started it fucking, it's been going for 28, 18 minutes. Just shit. I had a hard week.
Yeah, it's all my fault. All your issues.
Okay, let's get it. What's Conrad's
all you need to do is kiss
corner.
That girl in the car, and your life would be better.
Oh my god. You want she? Okay. Oh. Not.
What?
I don't want
to. You have to say it. You cannot say it. Say it. What is it?
This is ironic, but she ghosted me around Halloween, so I don't know if she's. I don't know if she's doing a theme.
No.
Or if she died and turned into a ghost.
No.
What do you mean she ghosted you?
Like.
So this is what happened. This is really what happened.
I was supposed
to. She ghosted you.
We went. Okay, I have a theory. I've talked with Mike about this numerous times. Do you guys like El Serape?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that place.
They have really good queso.
You guys don't fuck, you're both married, fuck you. Audience, if you ever go on a date, apparently, once you take them to El Serape, that's it. They don't ever want to go on a date with you again. Because every time I take someone to El Serape, I'm like, hey, you like Mexican food? We've been to every other Mexican food in the area, even fucking shitty Caliente.
How dare you? They have a pepper jack burrito on us today.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
You got food poisoning once.
You did or I did?
You did.
No, I didn't. It poisoned my tongue with horrible flavor.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Did How did they screw up Mexican? What did you get?
A burrito.
What kind?
I don't know.
Just a beef
chicken,
burrito?
A chicken burrito. It tasted like it was microwaved. It looked like it was microwaved. It tasted like any other fake Mexican restaurant, and I'm putting Mexican quotes.
What do you get at El Serape?
Oh, the tostadas are good. The burritos are good.
Well, you haven't had a Caliente tostada.
Anyways... Every time I went to El Serape, like, yeah, like, this place, like, yeah, all right, cool. And then, like, all right, I'll text you later, and then we'll do some more stuff. Okay, cool. And then, they're like, no!
Wait, how many times has this happened?
One, two,
oh,
three.
Oh, my God. What?
I only just counted three, and you're already fucking weirded
okay,
out.
Okay, so, no.
But you took three dates to El Serape, and they all go
No.
You.
Hold on.
Stop going to El Serape.
I want to count. The girl with the library girl... The girl with the
dragon tattoo. How did you not see that coming?
No, I didn't. Oh, a library book too. Nice. It's a fucking
got it
bookshelf.
Connected.
Book ended. Okay. One, two, three.
The girl on the train.
I want to know descriptions. Which girls? The girl.
Well, the girl with the baby.
The girl. Okay.
The girl. The library girl.
Maybe you're calling them girls, and that's why she doesn't like it.
I call it not to their face.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, this is a long time ago. We're old, young back then. The nurse.
Mm.
The waitress. Oh, wait. The volleyball player.
Did you go to El Sarape by yourself and then pretend you were on a date with a waitress?
I did go to Caliente by myself because she never fucking showed up.
Okay, so Caliente.
That's why you
don't like it.
No.
She
didn't
show up. Trauma, fucking burrito was dry because it sat back there waiting for my date for a half hour. So they had to rewarm it in the microwave and it tasted like it was from the microwave.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so. Yeah.
So at least six times.
No, I need to ask this because. So El Sarape, is it. Like established before, like as a rapport, that it is more of a like casual dining experience, and it's not like a fancy. Like, do you talk with them to make sure like they didn't want to go somewhere nicer or? El Sarape, I think, is a kind of a lower.
It's like
it's
a
great
third
food,
date kind of
but
thing.
It is a lower rung restaurant.
Yeah, it's like a you're already dating boyfriend girlfriend.
How dare you?
No, but it is when you talk about dates going out. But I'm saying I'm not saying it's not okay. I'm just saying. If you talk to them about it, like, do you like Mexican food? I love Mexican food. Oh, do you like? Have you ever tried El Sarape? It's kind of there, but it's got great food.
Why do you think it's kind of there?
It's not like you can go El Sarape and everyone's like, well, by all means, the finest Mexican cuisine you can find.
People also think Los Bandidos is the finest fucking Mexican restaurant here, and that
there's
place
a lot of
is shit. They have two good things on the menu, and they're only okay.
They're margaritas.
Fuck.
Margaritas and chips.
Is there salsa good?
No. It's like a pureed sauce that kind of has
like water
agree,
with tomatoes in it.
Is, I think it's a good
It's so fucking. Anyways, what was I even saying?
I don't know. What's you're trying to decide?
You were naming
the
occupations of your dates,
no,
not names.
Not
how they were, just what they did for a living.
I was saying that place is bad luck for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Mike, what were we talking about that all those times?
Mike's gonna ask a question.
No, because I said we talked about this once before, and I pointed at you, and then you're supposed to remember. I don't know. What did we talk about numerous times?
How you would take a person that else
who masturbates the most?
I want to rewind this podcast and listen to it so I know what this is. Oh boy, I'm gonna remember. I got the hiccups now. Uh-oh. But anyways, so. Okay, fine, John. What's a good... Hey, no... if you had to go on a... See, okay, it's a nice restaurant. There's... It's not loud. It's comfortable. You can sit and relax. You got fucking free chips in front of you. You can just sit and talk and not feel pressured by... You're like, oh, hurry up. We only have seven tables. We are best of the bay for the dip here. Fuck you.
Who has ever said that to you while you've been sitting down at a restaurant?
And you...
A waitress has come up to you and go, we have seven tables, we're best of the bay. I'm like, you're not getting a tip. Why are you rushing me out of here? Just say, are you guys wrapping up soon? We have a bunch of waiting people.
It wasn't literal, John.
So your anxiety got the best of you because people were waiting for your table.
Probably. I was like, oh, what's the guy? He's holding up a table for four and he's one person. I'm like, I'm just trying to eat my burrito.
Was this Caliente?
Oh, this is the one that... The lady stood you up?
Anyways, oh, I know what we're talking about. I love her. Is that vodka?
Yeah.
No, anyways, the
Scott needs more vodka.
Okay, so what happened with that lady was we went to El Sarape.
Sure.
And I was like, this is great. She's like, this is the best Mexican food I've ever had
in the
town. I'm like, awesome. And then she's like, hey, I want you to come to my house. I want to make you dinner, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking yes. And and she's like, we have this. Like, can I make you this? I'm like, absolutely. I love that. I love that kind of food. All right, next Saturday, cool. And then, we're chatting and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I realized I don't know where she lives. At what time? So I was like, hey, by the way, what time were you thinking on Saturday? 2 weeks later, I'm like, so what's going on here?
Yes.
And after a month, she's like, hey, sorry, a lot of stuff's going on, this and this and this. And then she's like, yeah, let's get together again. And then never messaged me again or called me. I called her, left voicemail, stuff like that. Because it was one of those things where she would actually, we'd actually talk on the phone. And, like, she'd, like, we'd actually have conversations on the phone for, like, an hour or two.
Yeah.
And we'd just sit there and talk and just have fun and talk. And then, like, nothing. Just, like, straight up. She might be dead. Who knows?
Yeah, she could have been straight up and murdered.
Yeah. But I'm not a suspect.
Don't say that's like the most guilty thing I can say.
I'm not a suspect.
Yeah. Is she actually, what are you, did you just bite you?
You keep putting your thumb at right in my
like
mouth.
This is like when we started our D&D campaign.
Yeah.
She messaged me during one of the games and I was like, oh, I'll get to her later. And I should have.
No. Do not even fucking try to blame me for this. Because if you would have said, I've been dating this girl and I've been waiting to hear back from her, we would have been like, go fucking answer it. We don't need to play this dumb made-up game.
Yeah. True.
I love playing it. I'm just saying.
My life has a lot of regrets, John.
That's not regrets. That wasn't your. This wasn't your fault.
I just put my hand on your knee like a pat, like a.
I don't care. We're friends.
Commercial.
But you should never feel bad about that because you did all you can. Like, I have regrets of things I've done, but you like have giant regrets about things you could not control, and you need to stop that. You're 34.
Yeah. Anyway,
I bring this up all the time, and he never answers it because he knows I'm right.
What's
he
won't admit. You didn't even ask a question.
It wasn't. You see, Mike, what's the question?
I did think of this actually today.
Oh, yes. Get us a question.
If you got ice cream with a girl. And her kid passed out. Would you kiss her?
That was my first question.
All right.
Wait, what is the...
But we kind of answered that one, so... all right, you have a box of treasure. Gold in there. Well, that's ours.
Yeah, yes.
That's ours. Gold. Where do you hide it?
Oh, shit.
In a play... not in a fantasy, like, I'd hide it under the ocean. You have to, like, where would you actually hide it?
Like, in your house?
Or where?
How long do I have to hide it?
You have an hour.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. How long do I have to hide it for?
You should feel secure about it for at least 6 months.
Okay, all right.
Are people
okay.
looking for it?
The pirates that you stole from.
Right? Okay.
Do they know my face?
They know your silhouette.
Okay. They know your
silhouette. It was early dawn. You stole it
from. Such an early dig.
What?
Because you found the buried treasure and you took it. So it was an early dig in the sand.
Oh, I thought you meant against me. Like, what did we say about the silhouettes from months ago?
No.
I was like, what are the silhouette jokes we have? You said an early dig. I thought it was like, oh, that's like a deep cut. It's like an early dig.
Oh, God. Okay, I got
it. No. That wasn't a splay.
What?
Splay. That wasn't a splay. Okay, anyways.
She says the words. I don't know if she knows what they mean.
We brought it up earlier.
I know, but...
We should have gave her more credit for it.
Good job.
No, don't make it weird.
I patted her on the knee like I patted you. How's it weird?
I don't know.
Like a beer commercial.
What?
I don't know. It's what they do in beer commercials, right?
Like, just pat each other on the knee?
I don't
know. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Bud Light Lime.
Here's your Corona.
I meant like...
Your knees would get sore after a while.
So sore.
I don't understand beer. Okay.
Well, so take a bunch of malt... Malt? No, that's third, Megan. Shit. All right. So
wait, what?
Malt?
Malt? Like the milk balls?
Kind of, but it's like the grain, the malt. The
oh, malt! Sorry.
It's the same concept. So you take malt, and you add water, and then you add hops, and then you add yeast, and that's how you get beer.
What's that do with hiding treasure?
You said you don't know how beer works.
Oh!
So I fucking.
I think you're answering your question like, what am I going to do? I was going to take some malt.
Scott, where would you hide your treasure?
Hide the treasure in it. Put water in it. I'm like, what the fuck is this going to do?
A beer barrel.
What the fuck? I mean, the obvious answer is I'd hide it in my bed because no one would find it there.
Jesus.
That's what I would do.
A giant box of treasure.
And you're under your bed, and then there's this other lump under your bed. They're not going to be like, what is
that? So why would the pirates find
that? What lump are they finding?
The treasure.
Is the mattress is on the floor. What lump?
So you're going to be like,
you don't have a bedstand?
No, I mean, like, in the bed. Like, in the box spring. You cut a hole in it.
Oh.
Cut a hole in it, dump it all in there. Like a, yeah. like a treasure, like a...
Okay.
So like late at night when you're just, like, whacking it, it just jingles.
Jingles. I'm so rich. Jingle, 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 jingle.
These pirates are going to find that, no problem.
Do they have ear telescopes?
Yeah, they're listening out the window.
No, they're going to bug you. They're going to put a bug in your broken belt piece, and then you're going to hide it in your pocket. And then when you take off your pants in your room with all your shit in it, they're going to hear you
around. What kind of pirates are these? Is it like Blackbeard pirates or like cyber pirates?
Why would they be cyber pirates?
Because how are they...
What are cyber pirates?
Okay, so you think that the guy with the Jolly Roger flag is going to be like, I know how to bug a house.
Why would cyber pirates...
Classical pirates. Yeah, they don't know how to bug a house. They probably forgot what my silhouette looks like because they're all hopped up on gin and rummy. Or wait. No.
Gin and rummy.
Gin and rum. Is that they drink out of little casks?
They drink mixed drinks of gin and rum.
I saw a pirate.
That famous line from Pirates of the Caribbean. Why is all the gin gone?
I saw it like once or twice. I don't remember the lines.
It's why is all the rum gone? Everyone else knows it but you.
Well, and maybe these pirates are different. Maybe like the taste of pine needles. Does the gin taste like, right?
You know what? You're right. Yeah, you know, you're right. They might like gin.
In college,
I can't argue with it.
I mean, these guys hid treasure I found, so they can't be too bright. I found it, and I dug the hole, John. I get tired. It had to be, like, just sitting in the
pool. So your answer is your bed.
Yeah.
You put the treasure in your bed.
Because, yeah, who's going to go, hold on, you do it, there's so many places to hide it.
How fast are they on your tail?
You get about an hour.
An hour?
I put it in my bed, then I drive to the mall, I guess.
They're
Oshkosh.
Oh, God.
You
can fucking put it anywhere.
Oh. Then I would just like, get a park bench and just hang out at the mall and be like, oh. Or I'd drive down to Appleton, and they wouldn't see me on the highway because I'd be going that other way, and I'd hang out at that mall because they have where is a fountain that I can just, a wishing well or something? I'd be like,
dump all your gold into a...
No, I wouldn't, but I'd make them think I did, and they'd go down there and go, where is it? The wishes must have been granted.
How would they think you did?
Well, because if you go into a wishing well and your wish comes true, the coin disappears.
That doesn't answer my question.
Why not?
How would they think that you put it in the wishing well?
Because I would tell them. Because they found me.
When did they find you? You skipped half the story.
I had an hour, so then I drove down to Appleton. That's about half an hour, and then they drove up. Like, oh, there he is at the mall. I'm like, hey, I hid the treasure here. No, I don't. I put it in my bed.
So you drove all the way to Green Bay, and then all the way back to Appleton in an hour?
No, his scenario is that you started in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Oh.
He wasn't clear.
They're an hour away. What?
He said they were in Oshkosh. That's why everyone else was on a different page.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they're in Oshkosh. He didn't say you started in Oshkosh. That wouldn't give me an hour. They gave me 2 minutes.
In Oshkosh because that's where they are.
God. No, the hour. He said Oshkosh because it takes an hour from Oshkosh to get here.
45 minutes for it just to have fucking enough.
No.
I just goes, God.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my treasure's gone. Hold on, let me wait an hour. Oh, there he goes. I'll wait.
No.
Stop arguing about this. Doesn't matter. It's fucking fake pirates. Who cares where you start? Who cares where you start? There's fake pirates. Who drink gin?
Gin is a fine drink.
And know your silhouette. So apparently you're going to fucking drive down to Appleton. You're going to drive back up.
Around a well.
And then you're going to tell them you went in the well even though you still have a box of gold. It's in your bed. And they know your silhouette. So they're probably just going to murder you because you clearly match a silhouette.
Okay.
And so they're just going to murder you.
In the middle of the mall, there's people there.
They're pirates. They don't care.
They're going to kill everyone in the mall.
You can't go in the mall with swords.
Who's going to stop them? The dude on the Segway? They're pirates. There's just a whole gang of them.
What was your answer then?
Below here. People don't even know there's a trap door here.
You just told them and they heard you.
Oh my God, why are you bending the rules now? This is not about them hearing me. He's asking us if we had an hour on the pirates, where would you bury him? Not that we buried it. We were telling the podcast, This doesn't make sense because then we wouldn't answer.
I was just saying, if people start walking
in... They're not cyber pirates, so they're not listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying, though...
There's a room behind...
Okay, you're explaining here. That. Again, people... Now, these people here go, oh, in case they see on the news, pirates are looking for someone missing gold. People are going to swarm here now.
No, they're going to swarm to your bed.
Oh, then great. Good luck for them.
Yeah, they're not
their fault.
Here. People don't swarm here.
The point of the exercise is to say... During that hour, where would you bury it? Not the repercussions or who heard it.
Then why are you getting mad at my bed?
I didn't.
Or
I got mad when you started talking about timing and where you're coming from and that pirates wouldn't invade a mall. That's what made me angry. I never got angry at you for saying you would hide it in your bed. I thought it was a clever joke. Very true.
Or
it is safe. I never got angry with
you. Do they know how much treasure you have?
You have all of it.
I know, but...
You have all their treasure.
Okay, all their treasure. Do they know how much all of it is? 500 pieces? 285?
This is literally why she never answered your call.
Because she's a pirate?
She's mad at you.
Because I'm saying, like, you take half of it,
Did you give her these 20 questions when she said she's going to cook you dinner? Yeah, but what type of plate?
Yeah.
Does it matter? I'm just going to make you dinner. Yeah, but the silverware, how's it ordered?
He's like,
I'm just going to make you dinner.
Please ask me where I had my treasure. Please ask me that. Please ask me.
Well, if someone ever asks me this again, I'm not going to answer. I'll just be like, this is the
Megan, where would you bury your treasure?
I would bury it, you know, in the car where you have the spot for your tire.
Oh.
Under there.
Okay.
The hubcap?
No, like in the trunk and you lift up the thing and there's all those tools.
What do you mean the hubcap? She said where you keep the extra tire.
Oh,
the hubcap.
I thought you said you in next to the tire. I thought, sorry, I
no,
missed.
I take the tire out and put the
gold
in there.
Worst spot to put gold in the hubcap. So as you go, shing, 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 shing.
Yeah, I have one of those. That's a good spot.
Thanks.
It is.
What if you melt it down? And you pour it
and
into...
And drink it.
Hold on. You put... Okay, what you do... What's something that's really solid?
Gold.
Duh. Fine then. Oh, I'll unscrew the pipe under my sink. Uh-huh. And then I'll put a stopper in it and screw back in. I melt the gold, pour it down the sink. And then they're like, we don't know where it is. I'm like, fucking look everywhere. They're not going to go, it's in the sink. Because they don't understand plumbing. They're pirates. They poop off a boat.
And then your brother comes home, tries to use the sink. It's all fucked up. Then he calls a plumber, and the plumber steals the gold.
I'll leave a note.
Don't steal gold.
Don't use sink. Gold hit
in the
sink pipe for pirates.
Or don't if I have pirates. All this gold, where would I be, John? Where would you be?
I don't know. What a weird question.
Where would I go?
No, you have to hide it for 6 months.
I wouldn't go. 6 months?
That's what he told us.
I know. I would tell my brother within that interim. Interim? I would tell him within that time and go, hey, don't use the kitchen sink.
For six months.
He'd be like, why didn't you bury it in your bed?
He'd be like, no, because
like,
we have.
Who's the bathroom sink where you don't have to.
Our sink has two holes. John, Mike, Kevin. Megan.
Who's Kevin?
Evan.
We know Kevin.
The girlfriend's son.
Oh.
I don't even know that little kid's name. Daryl? I don't know.
Probably another problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot a kid's name from 2 years ago. I forgot Megan's name for 10 seconds. Five?
Kevin.
You call her Kevin.
You say me like real legit names.
That's a real legit name. I know at least.
Like a Kevin?
I know at least one Kevin.
How is that an answer to her question?
Like, what? Why not, like, another, like...
I can't
like
wait for your
Carrie
debate.
Or, like, something.
Maybe I did both. Maybe I combined the names. But Mike is usually here, and there's a K in Kevin, there's an M in Megan, there's an I... I mean, there's all sorts of letters. Almost all the letters are there, except for the V, makes sense. Megan, Kevin, Mike...
No.
Yep. Megan, Kevin. It didn't make sense.
Because I remember at Home Alone when the mom woke up and went, Megan!
Well, I'm sure if she did that, they would have done retake, shoot, try to, shot two.
John!
Take two, John. It'll say, take two. I'm not a producer, John, or a director.
Producer BL.
Take two. I'm not take a two. Director. I can't. Okay. My, what would you say? So, what did you say? You put it in your mouth? What was the question? What did you say you did?
The gold?
Yeah.
Why would I put it in my mouth?
Who's gonna check your mouth? Oh, the girl.
What's her name?
The Goonies. Sorry. They just they pulled the treasure out of his mouth in the Goonies.
Oh, okay.
That movie sucks too. See, no one groaned. They're all right.
They're just silent with their anger.
That's what I do. What was your question? What's his name? What'd you do?
Forgot.
I asked what her name
Kevin.
Was.
Megan. What? Continue. Unpause. What were you saying?
Mike, what would
literally
you
have
do?
No idea.
Huh?
Wait.
What would you do?
Are you asking for advice because you have gold?
I would give it back to the pirates because Steven is wrong.
Oh.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.